AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
The abdication of responsibility restores personal problems to their proper proportions.
Strong it out, Vic.
Cha!
Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports.
Cha!
And I'm a horse Monday.
Come on.
Landestino's back.
Hey, Ronnie!
Vic's back. Yeah. The gong is properly gonged.
Yeah.
Vic, congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award from the Southern California Broadcasters Association and Tom Dreesen. And Chris Roberts, you weren't the only AM 570-ite to walk away with hardware, but surely, with Vasse being the other, you are truly the most significant.
Thank you so much. And also, I want to give love to all our update staff. They also came away with some hardware in Toluca Lake.
Gascon?
Last Tuesday.
Deb?
Deb Carson in the house.
Bentley?
Isaac Lohenkron. All the update guys and gals.
Beyer? What's that guy's name?
Dan Beyer.
DB now. So mad love to all the...
DG, Gascon, yes.
Gascon got
was
some love.
BF, Brian Fenley there.
Fenley was... I'm not sure if Fenley was there. Fenley got some...
He might have been... He was probably holding it down.
She has the hardware. She
pretty
has
thirsty
the hardware.
Show up for that.
Certainly.
But Vic, any highlights from the speech that you want to...
We heard it was awesome.
...go through? We heard it was a very significant
we
speech.
We were sad we missed it.
I did get a... I gave a lot of love to the pulled pork.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was my open. I gave a lot of love to the pulled pork.
Some said that everybody in the building didn't quite understand your humor, although Vasse was with you hip to hip all the way.
Listen, I was a stream of consciousness. There was a lot of love in that room, and I just let it flow. I think people got it. Understanding, you know, everyone in this room is, you know, super talented, and everyone understands in order to be in this room, you got to have some. You got to have some skills. Got to have some chops. Got to have some. You know, some definite.
Steve Hartman in the room.
Absolutely, Steve in the room. It was beautiful. It was just a beautiful room, and I was very, very honored and humbled to receive the award. But you know, to me, your guy's show is number one on the planet.
We appreciate it.
We can't please everyone. You know, sometimes we accept we're never going to win one of those awards. No, we won it once.
Twice.
Twice.
I won it. And then we won it.
You guys won it. You guys won some. Won
it broke.
Right? It broke. My name was misspelled on one.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's not cool.
No, but it is what it is, Vic.
That's not cool.
And we appreciate you, Vic.
Mitch agrees.
And congratulations on the award.
Thanks,
and this
fellas.
Is the first time I've seen you. I think Matt might have seen you, but this is the first time I've seen you since the new year. And first time I've seen Ronnie in the new year, so it's wonderful that we're all together.
Yes.
Galloping forward on this I'm a Horse Monday.
I'm a horse.
And it is college football playoff championship Monday. And we, even though it's a Southern affair.
Come on now.
And there are only Southerners that are truly excited.
Southern American, you said something that got up underneath my skin.
But there is a bittersweetness.
Bittersweet.
In the city of the CU Dot. It is more sweet than bitter, and then sweet. Because of the great Coach O, Ed Orgeron, who is a Bayou man himself, coaching in his backyard at LSU and having a storied college football season. He's a big friend of the show. He joined us last week, about 6 days ago. His sons jumped on the air with us. We are all in with Coach O, whether he's coaching D-line in the NFL, coordinating for Les Miles, or doing what he's doing right now, which is the biggest story in all of football. It's hard not to root, Matt.
Bittersweet. I think for a lot of SC folks, more bitter than sweet.
Well, the story
recognizing broke. What has happened with Ed Orgeron, LSU, and the powerhouse program that the Tigers have become.
Yeah, the story broke on Reddit, CFB.
Was it on Reddit that it broke?
Yeah, but he talked to a group of reporters, so a lot of people started reporting on it. But an old friend of mine, Brian Kennedy, a guy that I've known ever since when I was a player, Brian Kennedy gave the money to build the extra practice field at USC. So we
could
have
out there.
Yeah, Bryant then became, it was always Howard Jones Field, and now it's Howard Jones, who is a famous old USC football coach, and Brian Kennedy, who is a billboard magnate, a la Artie Moreno, Brian Kennedy Field. And Brian Kennedy built that field, and because he built that field, he liked to watch practice on that field, and the field that he bought was where Ed Ogeron would drill his defensive line. So Ed would drill that D-line, and you know how loud that was and how crazy Ed would get and how red his face was and how much fun it was just to watch Ed coach defense. And he fell in love with Ed, and they became very close friends for decades now. And Brian Kennedy was at the Eddie Sutton Coach of the Year Award banquet, because Ed is the Coach of the Year. And some reporters asked him some questions even before they figured out who he was. And he said that the USC football program, and I can't even say what he said on the radio, Matt, it's...
Dog-ish.
That's what he said.
Is he the number one benefactor to USC football?
Well, no, that's the thing. And I think you and I have had this conversation before. He was. But now...
So his threats have been realized. Because he has made said threats, I believe, in the past.
Matt,
many benefactors
as
have.
As you know, Brian Kennedy's been around a long time.
Long time.
I've told you about him. And he may have made some threats when Kiffin was coaching, when Sark was coaching, and now into the Helton thing. But he is now in a power position with the high ground, like Obi-Wan Kenobi about to cut off Anakin Skywalker's legs and turn him into Darth Vader. He's always been the promoter of Ed Ogeron. Like, he is the donor behind, if Wayne Hughes, who is eclipses how much Brian Kennedy gives by tens of millions of dollars, he's one of the biggest benefactors in Western education, high education. Wayne Hughes became that for USC. So it made Brian Kennedy's voice a little quieter. Matt, I believe that's what you're referring to.
Exactly right, man.
But Brian Kennedy's always been the guy who's hip to hip with Ed Ogeron saying, you should hire this guy, you should hire this guy, you should hire this guy. And now...
Still hip to hip.
He's sitting in New Orleans...
saying, you should have hired this guy.
On top of the Superdome saying, I told you so, you dumb asses.
No, 6 years ago, when Ed was...
Frogman?
Dumbass!
...was the interim head coach, so Kennedy... had mad love, of course, for Eddie O.
Had mad love
Seemed
for
like
him
everybody did.
Back in 98, when he built the field, and Ed was coaching on the field for Paul Hackett as a defensive line coach.
Who was your coach, Paul Hackett?
But there is a bitterness in the air, because there's a lot of USC people that are just at LSU. You know, James Craig, Kenichi Udeze, John Robinson, a national championship coach at USC, who reportedly they told had to buy his own tickets. And...
like Kate's going into that catering at the UCLA games. Buy your own tickets, man.
It is like that.
Get your own ribs.
With a championship ring.
Exactly right.
Kate's has his all-CIF certificate.
Sure.
But, you know, J-Rob, he won a national. I mean, he coached Charles White to the Heisman. He coached Marcus Allen to the Heisman. And they told him to buy his own tickets. So Ed hired him for a job at LSU. Now he's on the sideline there.
It's beautiful.
So all these people... in essence, are wagging their puto around like a helicopter back at the West Coast.
It's like a who's who of USC former players, benefactors.
And an enormous amount of support for Ed from all of the places that he has been. Miami, your Jimmy Johnsons, your Dennis Erickson's.
The Rock.
Of the world. Yeah, The Rock, who he coached there, Dwayne Johnson. And at SC, obviously, I have a history with Ed. He joined our show last week. My dad and him text back and forth. Our friends at Drago's. My Uncle Matty was sending me pictures over the weekend with Ed and J-Rob and Dr. Jerry out there in New Orleans. So there, it really is a coast-to-coast celebration. I mean, usually when you have like Alabama versus LSU, the game happens and we sit here on Monday night, we check the Lakers score. And they are playing the Cavs tonight. The Clippers will play the Cavs tomorrow on this station.
That's a good update, man.
But tonight,
yeah,
there is a lot of interest in LSU because of that one guy and what many consider to be, and I think it's a pretty universal feeling now, a missed opportunity by one horrible, arrogant, bumbling fool of an athletic director, Pat Hayden.
Maybe the most egregious boner in SC football history.
There have been many.
Not hiring Eddie O.
There have been many. Not hiring Eddie O, hiring Sark instead of the coach that the search committee you hired to nominate the coach told you to hire.
Yeah.
Hiring Kiffin.
Kiffin before that.
Letting Norm Chow go.
Pushing Norm Chow out.
There have been many in the last 20 years that saw
a lot of bone diggities.
A dominant program fall on hard times, never to recover.
This is worse. They're worse now than they were when they had sanctions.
Yeah.
Just let that.
That's fair.
Let that digest.
No sanctions, no repercussions, no leftover issues from the sanctions, and they are worse off today than they were when they, and God knows we knew how many scholarships they lost because we heard about it every single day.
We were doing math gymnastics
every day.
On
well,
a
you
daily
know,
basis.
15 guys, so you multiply 3 years times those scholarships, and then, you know, you got to offer ahead, and then I had to offer behind, so I couldn't in season offer, and they're worse. And their reputation is worse. Think about that. They had a Heisman Trophy winner get his trophy taken away. It was uncovered that his parents took a house.
Yeah.
And they are less respected today than they were at that moment.
Matt, I wish I could argue with you. Alas.
Alas.
I cannot. USC has fallen on unimaginable hard times.
Good for Coach O.
And it's amazing that they're still in the quagmire they are with their football team. And they don't have to be with or without Ed. They don't have to be in this quagmire that they find themselves in. But alas, they are.
Yeah, why listen to players that were in the midst of a disaster of a program when Coach O took over, settled things down, and players walked into...
To be fair, I don't want to push back. I would never listen to players.
No.
Players wanted Helton too. Players are idiots.
Well, those players are idiots.
They're all
the ones
all
that wanted Coach O, brilliant.
All idiots. But Ed engages the players in the right way. It's hard for an athletic director to know that through the players. But just know that he's going to be able to coach the fronts and know that that's important. That's all that really matters, Matt.
Maybe not a good look. And you know what? I'll say, when he was hired at LSU, for the most part, the national media was like, ooh.
Oh.
This is not. Look, it was a great Cinderella story, but this is, this is not a good idea.
He lost to Troy.
Right.
And I was hearing, I remember, because I was traveling with a coach that year.
It was not smooth the whole way through here.
I was traveling with a coach that year who had an agent, so all the rumors. And I kept hearing, you know, they're going to go get Ed. They're going to get Ed. It's not going to be pretty. I mean, it's not pretty in LSU. They are very upset about what's going on. But they're not upset anymore. Tonight's the night, and we played the Zydeco. We celebrated the Bayou. We'll get Troy Landry on. We'll get Ed back on. We'll get J-Rob on. Maybe even Marcus Allen on. We will celebrate those Tigers if they win it. If they don't, we'll get DJ Uyunglele's dad or one of those guys on to celebrate Clemson and God and Dabo Sweeney. Because God
Fridge
is...
Perry still alive?
I don't know.
We can go get Fridge. Brilliant analyst.
Yes, he has lost his legs.
Exactly.
But I believe we can get him on.
Let's get him.
To talk about those Clemson Tigers.
Speaking of Clemson, how about the quarterbacks coach at Clemson? See his quote over the weekend? Because DJ is enrolled early at Clemson and is practicing with him.
Was he very,
he's like,
used some hyperbole?
Did he say, what the hell were we thinking recruiting this guy?
This guy's dog ass.
This is terrible.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy with the strongest arm as DJ. Need to work on his accuracy. That guy's got a strong arm.
Where was he interested in going to school? Like, did he mention any places?
He wears the number 5 because of the disgraced Reggie Bush.
That would lead me to maybe connect a dot.
USC
two.
Never even called because they need to protect JT Daniels at all costs.
Well, that makes sense.
Sure, right?
That makes a lot of sense. Well, maybe that was a former coaching staff and administration that had been relieved of their duties.
No, same one. Oh. Another tremendous boner, huh, Vic?
You're telling me.
Tremendous. Like a priapism. That's how long it's been a boner.
We're going to the ER.
At USC.
The boner so long.
USC's had a boner for so long that they got to go to the ER and be like, hey, you know, this was great for a while, but now, you know, it's become cumbersome.
Yeah, but Clay's a nice guy.
You're right.
He's such a nice guy.
I'm sorry.
Only love.
Such a nice guy.
Only you know his boner's gone now is the Houston Astros.
All right, we're getting there.
Yeah, Kate's working it. Cheater. Yeah. Cheaters!
John Paul Morosi will join us next to discuss it. John Paul Morosi from MLB Network.
Didn't you hear? Dodgers won the World Series in 2017.
No,
that's basically what that 10-page document pointed out.
Well, that's the thing.
The Dodgers won the World Series in 2017 because of these cheating-ass cheaters.
Pray on Thursday.
I think it's a really dangerous way to characterize it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I read it.
No, to me, that's
it's
a
like
lot.
First paragraph. Dodgers win.
You're doing a lot of like what Central Florida did when they declared themselves the national champion.
Let's get a parade.
And ran around.
Call the bus company.
That would be Mark IV. That would be an extremely embarrassing look for the metropolis of a city we live in. You people and Matt cannot celebrate a World Series victory because the Astros were caught cheating and now Cora's going to go down with the Sox.
Oh, he's
you
he's
listen.
Gone.
You can't sit here and celebrate it.
He's gonna have to move the canopy.
As if you won something.
Greenland.
Because you did not win anything. And it makes us look stupid. You can be mad and say they cheated.
Don't need to celebrate.
But to sit here and make a whole thing out of it.
But say, hey, game five, Brandon Morrow, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, yeah, see, this is what
destroyed. Destroyed.
Don't want
in game five.
Don't, you know. When you start getting into all these specifics.
Trash
start
can banging.
Slapping your mic like Dennis Green. That's when it's like, hey, you know what, guys? Let's not. Let's not, because it makes us look petty and small.
It doesn't make us look petty and small.
It does.
It most definitely doesn't.
It does. You're not getting the trophy's not coming in the mail, Vic.
You know what wasn't petty and small? The cheating they did. They had they had massage guns they tried on
Theragun
trash cans.
Banging the trash can. They tried to whistle. They tried to clap. Like, nope, can't hear you. All right, let's go Theragun.
They tried
nope,
five different
you.
Things before
baseball
the
baseball bat.
They cheated.
Cheaters.
They cheated. It's not bringing the Dodgers the championship. They're not.
So should we just, is non-story for you? Is that what this is? Non-story?
It's not an, but it shouldn't be celebrated like,
they didn't
oh, I
the
told you
from
so,
them,
or anything like that.
We're not getting it because they still have it.
Because the Dodgers They're have choked plenty of it. Times without the Astros
we
or the
Red
Sox.
We know you like
involved.
To celebrate their choking. You do that regularly.
That's
today,
what I do.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
That's what you do. But today is our day.
Your day.
Today.
Yes, Matt the
is
Dodger.
Our day.
Dodger Blue Matt
exactly.
Smith.
Old, exactly.
Grew up in Vero Beach.
Old Clayton Kershaw criticizer over here. Can't cut the guy a break in game five for with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Cut you him know, some slack.
I've seen Kershaw get his boobs ripped off by a lot of guys that weren't cheating. So,
as far as we know.
Yeah, everybody that ever hit a home run off Kershaw in the playoffs was cheating now. Look, guys, they're not going to polish up that trophy and send it here. It's in Houston and it's in Boston.
How would you like everybody listening to your voice to react to this breaking news? How would you like them to react?
I would say we didn't lose fair and square because it wasn't fair and it wasn't square, but we still lost. Got to think about 2020. You can't sit here and look back and start going over the thing and doing the mic.
Only look forward. That's it. That's all I'm doing. I'm looking forward. I am never going to look back. I'm looking forward.
They're disgraced.
They are.
They're all
disgraced.
They're all disgraced. I mean, we got a freaking Zydeco celebration.
Rake them over the coals.
We got a national championship game tonight with my Tigers.
They're all pointing the fingers at each
Tigers.
Other. The manager, A.J. Hinch, says, I didn't know anything about it. I tried to stop it. I don't condone any of this. Now the GM just issued a statement.
Saying that if someone would have brought it to me, I would have put an end to it immediately.
Yeah, what
no,
a joke.
They aren't allowed to go free. You must keep the pressure and insults on until they are run out of the game forever.
This was cataclysmic, y'all.
Exactly right, Vic.
This was cataclysmic.
Right. Preach it, Vic.
It shakes you to your baseball soul.
All right, so we're going to just go through the rest of our lives like this?
No, just today.
But we're going to vent
we'll
today.
Over it tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We'll talk national championship.
What are you talking about? We've been doing this for months.
Today it was released. It was the news today.
So we didn't know they cheated
before. That was
before.
The news today.
We've known they cheated the whole time.
Not to this extent.
Chris Ancarlo from KFI came over to get some sound bites earlier. You know, Mr. News Guy at sure. KFI. And he's like, you know, trying to put the sports and news together. I'm like, what if Houston Astros paid to clean up our homeless people in L.A. as, like, retribution? He's like, I like that.
It's a start.
It's a good idea. Get the mayor
Money
involved.
Is not going to help clean up the homeless problem.
Huh?
They're on drugs and they're mentally ill.
No.
They just want drugs.
They're going to build houses.
That doesn't.
Well, how about not houses? How about shipping containers? And then we can retrofit them.
You know what? That's the first thing you've said that I agree with in 5 minutes.
It's going to be much less expensive.
Let's
How
do
much
that.
Is it? $750,000.
You know what? I got a better idea. Let's put them in shipping containers. South China shipping. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's a few more million to China? Right?
Well, no, I was thinking of just
They got
the
so many people over there.
Build them into.
They love people. In China.
John Paul Morosi will tell us what level of outrage we should have.
Well, you know, Morosi.
1 to 11.
Morosi is an academic like Hinch. Morosi, Harvard, Hinch,
right?
Stanford.
Ivy.
Harvard of the West. So, John Paul Morosi is going to have to answer for this. And look, you guys can get all geeked up. No trophy coming in the mail for the Dodgers, okay?
You know what else ain't coming? A trophy for USC if Ed O wins, all right? So you back off. That trophy ain't coming here either.
What do I care?
John Palmarosi will give us all the details from that 10-page document and what our level of outrage should be.
Some people could take credit for it, though, like Brian Kennedy.
They could. I told you. Dang. Metros and Money on AM570 LA Sports. Remember, we are doing a grand in your hand. You just heard the keyword between quarter after the hour and toward the bottom of the hour whenever we break between 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You hear the keyword? Text it to 200-200. Keep your phone on. If you win, you'll receive a call back notifying you that you won $1,000. Our man Paul did exactly that. Won himself a grand last week. Do the same this week. Quarter after every hour, be listening to Petros and Money until 6 p.m. and get that grant in your hand.
Joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, working for Fox Sports and MLB Network and working for a living out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, with the Chardonnay set, still hoping that they can get over the hump when it comes to the Buckeyes. But that's neither here nor there. With all this big baseball news popping off today, one of the biggest stories of his lifetime, I guess. And maybe he'll help us with some of that national perspective, as Dodger fans have a hard time seeing past their own feelings of, well,
having
an injustice done upon them. It is. Fine Italian-American and Harvard grad, husband of a doctor, the great John Palmarosi on the Petros and Money Show. What's cracking, JP? How are you?
Petros, Matt, I love being on the air with you guys. Even on a tough day for the game, I'll always enjoy our conversations. But, certainly a very weighty afternoon for MLB between the suspensions and then the dismissals of Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch. And yes, I know there are a lot of aggrieved Dodger fans out there wishing perhaps for even more. But that was a pretty stiff penalty levied there by the MLB commissioner's office.
How big of a story is this going to be forever? I mean, how big of a story? How much are we? Is this 8 men out? You know, are they going to make a movie about this? What do we got here?
It is one of the bigger stories that I have seen in a negative way in my time covering the game, to be candid. It really is. And it does remind me a bit of the Mitchell report when it came out and what it meant for the competitive underpinning of the game. This is a difficult day. And by the way, it's not the end of it, because potentially we could see some discipline levied against the Red Sox in a matter of weeks. And even if we don't, in that respect, Alex Cora, the current manager of the Red Sox, is heavily implicated in this report about the Astros. So it really is a day that's going to reverberate for a long time. You saw a team that was 9 outs away from winning the World Series in October in Game 7, lost that game, and is now, I think it's fair to say from a organizational standpoint, they are rudderless. They have let go, for very understandable and I think correct reasons, let go of their GM and manager, and their front office, even previous to that, had been whittled away for various reasons, including the deplorable actions by Brandon Taubman in October, the comments that he made to the female reporters at that point in time. He was the assistant GM at the time. He was basically the next in command to Luhnow. He is gone. Others have left for better jobs. Others have left for lateral moves, which tells you about the culture that they've had there for a long time in Houston. So it is really a moment of reckoning for this franchise, and a lot of people around the game are going to be watching very closely to see how they handle it now going forward.
John Paul, I know I'm asking an opinion here, but based on what you gathered from the detailed description of how they executed this, do you think they cheated their way to a World Series championship?
I think the cheating certainly helped them. There's no question about that. The question that was asked to Jim Crane today is that championship tainted? And he said no. I disagree with that. I disagree. They cheated. They cheated, and they were penalized for it. It's of course, and this gets back to the question:
is every championship. Now, this is not exactly the same thing, but if you had a player who was on performance-enhancing drugs and he was the guy that, got you to the World Series or helped you win the World Series, does that taint your championship? I think to some extent that argument could be made. This, I think, in a really different sense, in some ways, this taints it even more because it is systematic across the entire team. While you may have had a certain number of players who were on performance-enhancing drugs on a particular roster playing against the same on the opposite side, this was a systematic approach to cheating. And by the way, if anybody wants to argue that it wasn't cheating or we didn't know it was wrong, if it wasn't cheating or if you didn't know it was wrong, then why wouldn't you just tell the whole world about it at the time, okay? Because if there was nothing to hide, then you wouldn't have been hiding it, which I think has been the case now for a period of time. Now, that being said, what we don't know, and this is where it's also similar to the PED era, we don't know. We do not know absolutely which teams had sign-stealing schemes and which did not. We don't know that. We don't. What we do know is that in 2017, the fall of 2017, when the Apple Watch situation came up, similar maybe in some respects to the Andro moment with Mark McGuire all those years ago. Once there was the suggestion of something happening, the commissioner's office made a very definitive statement: technology should not be used to steal signs, period. And what the report said today is that the Astros continued doing that following the revelation of the Apple Watch. And that, to me, is why they were suspended, both A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow, and why they had to give up 2 draft picks in the next 2 years, and why they were fined $5 million. That is a very, very stiff penalty. And the only thing stiffer they could have done, guys, would have been just to legitimately strip the World Series championship. To me, I don't know that was necessary here. There may be Dodger fans who feel like it would have been necessary. I think if a Dodger fan wants to today say, hey, we were the rightful winners in 2017 and 2018 for that matter, I wouldn't stop them. But I think that those years were 2 years ago and certainly 1 year ago, and it's hard for me to go back and retroactively recreate what would have, could have, should have happened. What we do know is that the Astros made some pretty egregious mistakes, and they were penalized very severely for it today.
Did they just get caught? Like, how prevalent do you think this is? How careful does Major League Baseball want to be about trying to put an end to it with this and with Cora and then closing the books and letting every other team know you better stop whatever you were doing up to this point?
Well, that's the fair question here. Now, it's important to note, the Astros, when this all began, the whole scenario of stealing signs and recall back in the 2018 playoffs, the Astros staffer who was stationed next to the dugout tracking and seeing who else was stealing signs, that whole situation. I mean, at the time, the Astros said they believed that multiple teams were stealing signs against them. Allegations going back and forth. Do I think that the only teams who have ever stolen a sign just happened to be the teams that won the World Series in 2017 and 2018? I find that somewhat difficult to believe. But I don't think that there is any firm evidence linking any particular team to that same level of activity right now. Do we think just based on the odds, does it seem likely that there were, just like were there people using steroids not in the Mitchell report, were there people that were seeing signs that were not mentioned today? Probably. We just don't know who it is. And it's going to be, I think, for the foreseeable future, a pretty uncomfortable existence, I believe, for a lot of people around the game because of that uncertainty as to what more revelations could potentially come forward.
John Paul Morosi is with us from Fox. The bombshell dropped today. The Astros no longer have a manager, a general manager. They are without a first and second round draft pick in the next 2 drafts. They were fined $5 million. And as, if you missed it, John Paul just said, the only thing they could have done more, perhaps, is strip them of their World Series championship from 2017. I think the one question, and it seemed like A, the manager, B, the general manager, and even players were saying this according to the report, it was a lot of finger pointing and, well, I wish someone would have told me. I wish. Did Major League Baseball screw up with the way they allowed the monitors in there when they brought in replay? Did they invite this? Was there something they could have done better to maybe prevent this from happening?
Well, that's another very good question, Matt. I think that this probably gets back to what we had talked about a lot at the time, and this goes back to the Jim Joyce play, Armando Galarraga, which is nearly 10 years ago. It was June of 2010, that if you once you add replay in, you open up Pandora's box. As we kept hearing that reference. Oh, it's Pandora's box now. And I've always been on the side of pro replay. I have. But when you start introducing some elements of it, then you start to wonder, where does it stop? And what other unintended consequences can come up? And here we have the unintended consequence. It really, to me, drives home the point that if you're going to do replay, you're going to have to, as a league, have every safeguard in place to make sure that it's not being abused or done for the purposes for which it was not intended. And yet, here is the other issue. The nature of a baseball clubhouse is different than a hockey bench, than a basketball bench, than a football bench. Why? Because the dugout is connected to a place where players frequently go all the time during the game, the clubhouse. Okay, and so it is acceptable.
And there's all kinds of stuff in there. There's all kinds of crazy stuff, like a batting cage,
TVs, and we've heard
video games.
Yeah, right. The Red Sox, the chicken and beer thing in 2011. So there's all kinds of interesting things that exist in the clubhouse, including television sets. And so unless you black out those TVs, which I'm told is not one of the options being considered right now, unless you just shut off everything in that room during the course of the game, there's always going to be a temptation for someone to go up there and look at the TV and study what the sequence is, even if it's on an 8-second delay. It takes 30 seconds to walk down to the dugout, and from there, what's to stop you? So that's why it is such a difficult circumstance. You would have to, and Tom Verducci said this today on MLB Network, you'd have to basically turn off all technology, turn off all your cell phones, and that would be it. You would not be able to access technology during the game. I actually, the old school part of me says, yeah, that's great. You know, Babe Ruth didn't need a TV to tell him what to do. He just hit the ball. I kind of like that, to be honest with you, but is it realistic? Based on what I'm told, at least in this moment, the answer to that is no.
Why do they need, like, is the idea that they need the monitors to decide whether or not they're going to, like, couldn't they do it where the monitors are far, you know, if they have a staffer, that then they buzz down to the umpires that they want to challenge it? Like, what would be the remedy if they want to get rid of this thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very fair question. And you could have that replay room stationed. There could be a new rule that says the replay room must be stationed a certain amount of distance away from the dugout.
Offsite replay. Offside.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
Galveston.
And here's the other thing that's been talked about. To eliminate this whole situation, do you then just go to a fifth umpire, put him or her upstairs, and have the ability to have an IFB, like a communication as if you're on a TV show, going up and downstairs about if something's reviewable, what the call should be? That is another option. And, again, it's an expensive option, but it is an option. And so now that, again, once you've done this, once you've added replay, you open up a lot of other possibilities. And having that safeguard is now a really, really daunting task for MLB. There's the notion of, are you going to now have a joystick with lights on the mound to have signals brought? Perhaps.
Ooh, joystick.
It's not going to happen in 2020. So, unfortunately, guys, there is a lot of, I think, difficult decision-making ahead now for MLB and everybody that cares so much, as we all do, about our national pastime.
The great John Paul Morosi, our dear friend. Last thing before we let you go, we got Dodger Talk tonight coming up at 7 o'clock. Going to be a lot of reaction to this, people on both sides of the spectrum. But are the Dodgers going to do anything? If they don't, is that okay? Dodger fans seem pretty restless.
Dodger fans, I understand why they're restless. I understand the anxiety about not having won it and gotten so close. I do not believe, first and foremost, that there's any chance. I would say the chances are practically zero that the Dodgers would trade Gavin Lux for Francisco Lindor. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it. I am just saying I don't think Andrew Friedman's going to do it. His opinion matters a lot more than mine. So that's what I'm here to tell you. I don't think they'll get Arenado either. Of the possible big three trade candidates out there, the one that makes the most sense is Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts plus David Price. And the key thing about the Dodgers from that perspective is they do have the payroll flexibility both near-term and long-term to get a deal done and to take on David's money in addition to Mookie for 1 year. Because I looked this up, like 2 years down the road, the Dodgers, in terms of money they've committed for 2022, they rank in basically the bottom third of baseball. They have almost nothing on the books for 2 years down the line. They have tremendous levels of payroll flexibility, and that, to me, Mookie Betts is the one thing that I would say Dodger fans should keep in their minds as a legitimate possibility for them going forward, potentially Mookie Betts plus David Price.
Thank you so much, John Paul, and have a great day. Congratulations on all your fabulous reporting and your big, giant mind.
Thanks, guys. I'm reporting live from a basketball school here at the University of Michigan, by the way.
Oh,
look at that. Juwan. Howard. Yeah.
Do you want some tickets to a basketball game?
Yeah.
There he is, John Paul Morosi. We love you, John.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
We'll have David Vasse on at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. For more reaction to this, more Dodger-oriented reaction, we'll have some Textoso reaction from all across different perspectives to this Astros cheating scandal. Just don't think it's going to make it any better.
But it can't.
It doesn't.
If it does for some, though, why can't they feel better? They're like, hey, makes me feel better.
I guess...
Let them have their day.
Winning a championship.
Let them have their day.
It's not.
If it makes you feel any better, our friend Steve Bush sent me a picture of Wikipedia, baseball World Series champions, and there's asterisks next to the 2017-2018. So that makes up for it, right?
I feel better already.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Someone got into Wikipedia.
I guess. Right? I mean, is it better to lose the championship or just lose the championship and then find out that your opponent was cheating, even though you're not going to get anything?
Makes you more angry. Certainly. I think it's upsetting, but at the same time, it's like, man, I knew Clayton could do it, and them damn cheating-ass cheaters got to him in Game 5.
That's
the way I feel.
I knew Clayton could do it.
That's the way I feel.
And if it wasn't like, for those cheaters, they changed
that would have been his moment, and it would have changed everything. They would have won the next three, including this year. And maybe this is the year they do it, because as Cody Bellinger said, hey, I go to bed at night knowing... We do it the right way.
Matt's going in the bathroom every break and doing this stuff in the mirror, too, because he does. He
I
feels
it.
He's
I
a believer.
It, man.
True believer.
I
got this text right here. And
big day for me.
I think a couple of people have reacted this way. This is a slap in the face to L.A. and the Dodgers for not picking up on some idiot begging a trash can. That's why the fans are pissed. Seriously, guys. We'll be right back with more reaction.
React.
As Matt likes to say.
React.
Matt, your boy Hacksaw would love it. We got a lot of Dodger fan reaction on the secret Textoso line.
You are our co-pilot.
I can kick your punk bitch ass.
John Paul Morosi joined us in the last segment and talked about the Major League Baseball suspensions and then the firing of Lunan. And Hinch.
Lunau and Hinch. Boom, out of here. Out of here. And Cora, yours is coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow. David Vasse will be along at 5. Dodger Talk at 7. If you want to keep talking about this, we will. Bruce Feldman will join us live from New Orleans for National Championship Talk. We had that kind of discussion before we talked about this, but this is what the Dodger fans are reacting to today. Matt, all perspectives. A couple people coming after you early on the Secret Textos.
Bring it. I'm ready. Let's go. Sold out
to ship. WTF is Matt's problem today. Very argumentative.
Very argumentative.
Matt is petty and small.
Oh. Whatever. F you.
Wow.
How about that, huh? How about that for petty and small? Big breaking news today, and we can't celebrate? Come on.
Celebrate.
Exactly.
The Houston Asterix.
Exactly right. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one there.
From Steve Bush.
That's a good one there. Way to go, Steve.
I don't want the Dodgers to be granted the 17 World Series championship, but do want the Asterix win stripped. I also want Cora to be hit hard and Beltran and the Mets under a microscope. Now I'm looking forward to the 2020 season.
Because the Dodgers do the things the right way.
Sure.
That's why the 2020 title will be theirs.
I'm with money. Pound the MLB. Pound them incessantly until they break them up. Well, they just fired the GM and the managers. So
I like that idea.
They're breaking them up.
Send them to the Independent League. All the players. St. Paul Saints.
Relegation.
Here they come.
Shipping containers. Fill them with homeless. Send them to Houston. We don't have to ship. Well, you put it on
I
a
was
truck.
Saying,
you want to send the homeless to Houston?
No, it was a. Because
they go to the Astrodome.
It was a mess. They were like, oh, yeah, we're gonna buy these shipping containers and turn them into homeless shelters and ended up costing like $1 million. And they're like, all right, that was a bad idea.
I want Astro blood. Strip them of the title.
100%. Strip them.
Not going to bring them back.
Strip it.
Not going to bring back that title for the Dodgers. Yes?
Now, when I think of people who are probably angry about this, I think of a lot of the Dodgers celebrities fans that are out there. Mary Hart, Pat Sajak. And
right. Larry King?
Larry King.
How Dennis Go-Go Gilbert.
Absolutely. Sitting front row. How about our good friend Mario Lopez venting right now on Twitter?
Really on my mind. I'm really fired up today.
This is you, Matt.
No, it's not.
All my Dodgers fans
this
out
is
there
you.
Know what I'm
this
talking
is not
about.
Me.
Houston Astros
hip to hip.
This is
just
not
got
me.
Pinched. Officially, those cheating rat bastards use technology to steal signs. You can steal signs, Tony. I know it's part of baseball, not using technology. Come on. They are suspending the GM and the manager for a year, fining them $5 million, but that's too light. Oh, and draft picks for 2 years, but that's too light. Take away the ring. They need to take away the ring.
That's
Give
you.
It to the Dodgers, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'm going
to
tell you what.
I need to add that.
You and AC. And Mifada, Tom Unks.
That's right.
And Matt, a lot of people are saying this. Stiff penalty. What? $5 million, four draft picks? I'd trade that in a second for a Dodger ring.
Yeah, but you'd have to give up Dave Roberts and Andrew Friedman, too.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's the real problem here, is that we're all hypocrites. Because all the Dodger fans would be like, we still got the ring, eh? If it was the Dodgers that cheated.
Certainly. But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't the Dodgers that cheated.
And they didn't get the ring.
Who knows, though?
No ring is coming.
Nobody will have it. It cast such a dark cloud over the 2017 season. The ball was juiced. The mound was lowered. Everything was against the pitchers already.
Wow.
And still, the Astros had to freaking cheat and put a 10 spot on Brandon Morrow and Clayton Kershaw in Game 5.
As humiliated as
it wasn't enough.
The Astros' humiliation is not the Dodgers' victory. That's the point. You kind of are.
I want to double down on their humiliation. I want to double down on their humiliation.
You
want
to make sure stripped in the streets? You want to get that nun with the bell? The shame bell?
Shame. Yeah. Why not? We like being angry around here. Why not double down in anger and say what could have been?
Well, I thought it was going to be like a new year.
Yeah, that was gone day one.
I don't know. I kind of felt like it was a positive week last week, but now we're right back on the sewer with Matt Smith.
I don't believe
that. And all that bitterness.
All that deep
bitterness.
Certainly, definitely. It's never positive around.
That's not true at all. Last week was extremely positive. We had the clandestino controversy.
Well, yeah, that was positive.
We talked about the Trump train.
That was positive. Sure.
We had a winner. We had a $1,000 winner.
Had nothing to do with our show.
By the way, you can win $1,000.
It happened on because of our show, but that moment, that pure unbridled joy was done on a telephone.
It was very positive.
Yes, very much.
And when Tom Brady comes and you're calling his games, you're going to forget all about the Dodger ring that's never coming.
Never.
Ever.
It still might.
We'll be right back on the Petro Somebody Show on AM 570. They're not sending the Dodgers a ring.